Baruch Hashem. Today, this week's parasha is Parshas Ekev. And Ekev is the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon is the ultimate skula, the ultimate of the ultimate. Now, I forgot to tell you yesterday, I feel so bad. Yesterday, the Avodas Hayom was to do what? What do you do on Tuvah? What is the Ikar Avodas Hayom of Tuvah?
Not to say Tavah.
Shidduchim is in Hashem's hands. That's not our avoda. You do your shtadlus. You think you're doing your shtadlus. Hashem's hands. What? Zidu Kiddush, that was yesterday's daf. Isn't it amazing? Who learns daf yomi here? So daf yomi, the whole daf yomi yesterday was all about shidduchim. Half flavor fella. Shidduchim. Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin chaf aleph. Sanhedrin chaf aleph is kosher lezavim v'kriyas yamsef. I mean, what better day for that is there than Tu B'Av? I think the best reference was, what is the chiluk? We're going off topic now, but what is the chiluk between Tu B'Av and the whole year round? So you're telling me shidduchim? That's not true. The whole year shidduchim. Shadchanim are busy the whole day, the whole year round. Difference is, okay, it's not a serious question, but I'm just saying, when the question we got a point. Difference is the whole year round. The boy proposes to the girl. On Tu B'Av, the girl proposes to the boy. The girl, because what happened on Tu B'Av, the girls went out in, they borrowed clothes, they went out to the dance, and the boys came to watch, and the girls would point at the boys. Su'u Bachar, Sa'no Einecha, lift up your eyes, and select me. I'm a beautiful girl, select me. If she had yichus, I have the yichus. If you want money, I got the money. Whatever you want, whatever mila she had. On Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, the rules of the shidduchim is the entire year. The difference between Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur and the whole year round is the whole year round, the boy gets down on his knees and proposes to the girl. On Tu B'Av, the girl gets down on her knees and proposes to the boy. That's the difference. And guess what it says? It says that la'asid lavoi, v'isha yisoyvev gever. It's a pasuk, v'isha yisoyvev gever. It says that in Yirmiyah. Not on the knees. Not on the knees. Not sneers. Not sneers. Not sneers. So how should she? Okay. He's not an American. You know, he doesn't satma. It's too much influence over here. Okay, listen. But it says in the Chazal, and I think it's in Yirmiyah, the isha yisoyvev gever. It says that the isha will walk. Why does a kala walk around the chasan under the chuppah? Because that's what it's based upon this pasuk. The isha yisoyvev gever, but it alludes to the Yemos HaMashiach. The rules of engagement are going to change. It's the woman who is going to seek out the man, not the man seek out the woman. And Melo, a dogma of this is on Tefer Shugamara. It says in the Gemara, the girls said to the boys, Bachor, sa'na einecha, u'bichor, lift up your eyes and select. She was saying, select me. And don't look at the girl to my left. Don't look at the rich girl. Don't look at the girl to my right. The pretty girl. Look at me. Bachor, sa'na einecha, u'bichor. So you see over here that Tu B'Av and Yom HaKippurim, the rules of engagement are different in the whole year round, and that's the way it's going to be when Mashiach comes, based upon the pasuk of the Isha Yisoyev Gever. And what happened in yesterday's daf? What happened in yesterday's daf? What do we look at? What do we learn about yesterday's daf? We learned yesterday about the only time in Tanakh where an Isha proposed to a man. What was the ma'aseh yesterday's daf? Who proposed to who? Avishag. Avishag said to David, David, will you marry me? David, will you marry me? She proposed to him. Okay? So where do you have... I think that was the most significant thing about Tu B'Av. Not Kosh L'Zav Gris Yamsaf. That's the whole year round. And not the other Gemara. But the Gemara, where you have a ma'aseh, where an Isha, Avishai proposed to David, will you marry me? And David said, no, I can't marry you. And what did David, what did she say to him? Why not? It's halacha. Halacha says I can't marry more than 18 wives. You would be number 19. And what did she say to him? David, no, that's what she said to him. She said, David, no, since when is halacha a problem in love and marriage? That's what she said to him. That you're a lawyer. The reason why you want to marry me is because you're an old man and...
Careful.
Okay, you're an old man. That's what she said to him, okay? I'm not going to say more than that.
Right.
And all of a sudden, your prophet, Sidkis, it's an unbelievable Gemara. Halacha, halacha. Believe me, if you really like me enough, you would find us a legal loophole to marry me. And David said, how dare you say that to me? I'll show you that you're wrong, and that's why he called Bathsheba Hachadorah, to show that she was wrong, and it was halacha. Okay, but it's an amazing Gemara in that she took the lead. She took the bull by the horns, and she proposed to David. She proposed to David, and that is the midah of that is the goof of the midah of Tuba Av. Shocking! Such a Gemara, the Hashgach Pardes should be on Tuba Av. Now that we've gone off the deep end in the topic, I have no idea how I got there. Let's go back to this parish. This parish is Parashas Ekev. Parashas Ekev deals with the mitzvah of the biggest segula. The biggest segula is Birchos Hamazon. As I now remember, how did I get there? Every going in circles. Yesterday, what we should have done is to make sure you wash. It's critical to have washed. Yes, maybe you can still do it today. You know, we're still in the glow. It's shechak to wash and to eat bread and to recite Birchos Hamazon and to come to the fourth bracha of the Hatoy VeHametiv and to recite it with a lot of kavana, because the Birchos Hatoy VeHametiv was enacted in reaction to Harugei Beitar Shenidnu Likvura, the miracle Shaloi Nisrichu and Shenidnu Likvura, and a whole bracha was instituted Hatoy VeHametiv, and likewise it's also very good during your meal. You should have wine, and you should bring out better wine. You should put yourself in a situation where you can make a bracha Hatoy VeHametiv both in the Su'uda and the Birchas Hamazon. That would be the ideal thing to do yesterday in order to fulfill the spirit of the day with the Sheim Malchus, the full Toikif of the day, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name according to Halacha. Now that we've gone there, let's go to the other school, that is benching. Benching is the greatest skula. It's the only two brachas in the Torah that are chayv in the Torah. One is Birchas HaTorah, and the other is Birchas HaMozen. Birchas HaMozen is after you eat, and Birchas HaTorah is before you learn. Now here in this fantastic sefer by Harav Gibbs, Das Kenisa, he has a chapter devoted to a very, very common shal, a very controversial question, a very big question, is what happens if you eat bread, or for that matter, eat anything, and you do not eat the full kezayis toich kidei achilas pras? Now let's say in a very classic example of what a cup of coffee, a hot steaming cup of coffee, and you do you make a brocha acharoina? Do you make a bury nefashos when you finish drinking your cup of coffee? What's the issue? In order to be chayven a brocha acharoina with regard to liquids, you have to drink a revius. A revius is, let's say, at least 2.9 ounces. Okay, at least 2.9 ounces, 3 ounces, you want to say it's 5 ounces, you want to say it's 6 ounces, but at least it's approximately 3 ounces. When it comes to eating a kezayis, you have to eat a kezayis, which is bread, you have to eat bread, but you have to eat it within the normal time span that it takes to eat a kezayis of bread, which is called achilas pras, which we hold today to be different opinions, some say it's even 2 minutes. If you eat if you drink a cup of coffee, the sheer of 3 ounces of coffee is consumed over a span of more than 2 minutes, you can't make a bari nefashos. Or could you? If you eat bread, a kezayis of bread, over the span of more than 2 minutes, you cannot recite a Birchas Hamazon, believe it or not. You can't recite Birchas Hamazon. You have to eat a kezayis of bread within Toich kidei achilas pras. Is that what I just told you correct, or is that incorrect? Let's go to another example. On Yom Kippur, on Yom HaKippurim, a person is not allowed to eat, period. What happens if the doctors tell you, listen, you've Baruch Hashem, you're very fortunate, you've reached the age, an age where you have to eat. So what are you going to do? You're not going to just eat regularly. So you can eat pachos. You eat small amounts of food less than the time of achilas pras. So you eat less than a kazayis over a time period of more than 2 minutes. Lechatchila, a time of more than 9 minutes, because many hold achilas pras is 9 minutes. So have you done an avera? I've eaten a whole meal. Every 9 minutes, I take a little piece of bread. By the time Yom Kippur is over, I've gained 5 pounds, and I'm full. I'm bloated. I've eaten so much food. Have I done an avera? Have I violated the prohibition of eating on Yom Kippur? Just to afflict yourself with achila. The answer is no. Every rabbi knows this is ABC. Every rabbi has a shayla 100 times erev Yom Kippur. How do I eat? I have to eat. Well, how do I eat? So you tell them you take a schnapps cup. A schnapps cup is about 1 ounce. A kazayis is about 2 ounces, I think, right? Something like that, a little bit more. But one ounce is certainly less than one kazayis. And you can fill it up with food. You can stuff into that schnapps cup as much food you can possibly get. And you can eat all of that food. And you can also take a little schnapps and fill it with liquid. Because achila and shisi are not mitzarif. So you can eat a schnapps cup of bread, a schnapps cup of liquid, eat it, wait 9 minutes, and then do it again. And wait another 9 minutes, and do it again, and do it again. You do the whole day until you are satisfied. So that's mutter. Why is that mutter? Why you've eaten, in the big picture of things, more than a kazayis. So obviously, what do you see from this, the halacha, is that part of the halacha l'moshe misinai of the sheer kazayis is, the kazayis, the full kazayis, must be eaten within a time frame of achilas pras, 2 to 9 minutes. And if you don't do it, you're not chayef for macholois asurois. So here's the big question. The big question is that when it comes to macholois asurois, or doing averos, eating on Yom Kippur, or eating treif, or eating chelef, or doing anything which is forbidden, certainly you have to eat to violate the prohibition of doing the avera. You must eat the kazayis within the sheer achilas pras. Question. When it comes to birchos hanenin, when it comes to recite a bracha, let's say birchos hamazon, or a burin of fashos, or an al hamichya, are the rules the same? So, Yom Kippur, I ate every 9 minutes a schnapps cup of food. I did this for 2 hours straight. Do I bench? Okay, many balabatim forget to ask the rabbi that question. They only ask the rabbi the question, how do I eat? Tell them to take a schnapps cup, and you, every 9 minutes. Okay, very good. I'm eating the whole meal. Do I have to also bench on Yom Kippur? Ooh, that's a tough question. That's a really tough question. It doesn't seem like there's a real clear answer to that question. According to, I think, many places you don't bench. Because the laws of Birchas HaMazon are not the same as the laws of Averis, of Macholos Asuros, or an Achilas Isser. Achilas Isser, there is no violation unless within Tochide Achilas Pras, but to bench, you have to eat, to Chayiv in Birchas HaMazon, the Arayis, even with Rabbanon, you have to eat a Kazayis, Bechtei, you have to eat a Kazayis, same thing, what did I say? The same, let's say for now, let's, two different sides of the coin, let's say it's going to be exactly the same. You also need to eat it b'chtei achilas pras, and thus you cannot recite Birchas HaMazon. Who says this? The Magen Avraham. This is the famous shita of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is well known in all the rabbinic literature discussing this topic. This is shita, and there's a very, very big nafkamina. And the many G'dayla Yisrael are very makbid on this. The Hamaynam doesn't pay attention to this. It's not always nogea, but the G'dayla Yisrael are very makbid on this, is that when they wash and they eat, certainly Shabbos, they're not mafsik. They eat a kazayis in one shot. Many people, you know, you wash, right? Mm-hmm. They take a little teeny piece of bread. Take a teeny little piece of the challah. And then what do? You start schmoozing. You start schmoozing, and you wait until they bring the fish, or wait until they bring the soup or the appetizer. And then you start nibbling on that. So it turned out, and during the meal, you take some bread. Did you ever have during the meal the achila of lechem, of bread, of a kezayis that was in toich kedei achilas pras?
Pesach.
Pesach is unique. Because I smatzi, you one shot. Then we're machbi, but we're not machbi because the birchas hamozoin. There it's a din of achilas matzah, achilas mitzvah.
Yeah.
They are different dinim. And we're discussing now benching, which is the birchas hanenin, the achalto visvadarachta. Achilas matzah is a din of, it's like a macholas asuras. The flip side of a macholas asuras. There's macholas asuras, and the macholas, which are a chef social mitzvah. So those lechore have the same din that you must idik vichtei achilas pras. But when it comes to benching, look what happens in most homes. In most homes, people, they mahmotzi lechem in the aretz, they take a little bit of challah, a little bit of challah,
yeah.
And then that's it. And then maybe they'll eat more challah during the meal, but the time span between the small amounts of challah that you eat was never within 9 minutes. How now can you bench? So what you'll answer me? Well, I'm not just benching on the challah, I'm benching on the other food as well. That itself is a machlekes. Some say that you should eat a kazayis of lechem. That some hold that are we mitstarif the other foods that you eat in order to bench? Do you have to have a kazayis of lechem, or can you have a teeny mashu of lechem and have the other foods as well? So if you're going to combine the other foods as well, then it's not as much of a problem, because certainly during your meal there's going to be a kazayis of something that you're going to eat. Whether it's going to be the fish, whether it's going to be the cholent, whether it's going to be the chicken or the meat, that's going to be a kazayis bichtei achilas pras. But not the bread, not necessarily, unless you pay attention to the bread, that you should eat a kazayis. What about a hefsik? Some hold those also, it's not so posh that you should, the first kazayis that you eat, that you will ultimately say birchas hamazon, even if it's not going to be from bread, should be done without talking, and there should not be hefsik bichtei achilas pras. These are all very all different chumras. But he cites here the minhagim of many gedolei Yisrael, including the Satmar Rav, I believe, the Satmar Rav, and including others that we have Chazon Ish, is that when they recited Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, they were very makbid that they should eat without any hesitation a full kizayis of lechem, for two reasons. Number one, in order to recite Birchas Hamazon, you need a kizayis of lechem. Okay, they don't want to rely upon a leniency that when you recite Birchas Hamazon, you can rely upon combining a small amount of lechem with other foods. Number two is that the kazayis lechem that they ate should be bichdei achilas pras. Just like to be chayef eating Yom Kippur, or to be chayef the loisas of eating the veilus of treifas, you have to eat the kazayis bichdei achilas pras. In order to be chayef in the Birchas Hamazon deraisa, you have to eat the kazayis of lechem bichdei achilas pras. Now, don't worry, because the size of lechem is very, very little. It's not like matzah. For some reason, matzah has massive shiurim. But bread is fluffy. It doesn't take much bread. Think about two schnapps cups of bread. You don't have to compress it. Two schnapps, it's really not that much. The amount, you'll be shocked to realize how little you need, how little lechem you need to have a litzah b'diyeved shiur of a kazayis.
You only say that even because they
makbid upon themselves, and they make birchas hamazon like another kazayis. Min haTorah, you only need visavot. We'll come down in a few moments. We'll come down. All right. So therefore, this is the sheet of the Magen Avram. However, there's a sefer called the Knesses. The sefer called. One second, I lost the place here. Parshas Ekev. There is a sefer called the Ponim Meirois. The Ponim Meirois. That's what he quotes. I'm not familiar with the sefer. Very famous sefer. It was quoted in the Magen Avram. He very strongly disagrees with the Magen Avram, and he holds that the bracha on benching is not like macholos asuras, for basically one simple reason, because it says visavota. When it comes to macholos asuras, it's viochalta. Achilas halacha lemoshe misinai, two things. Number one, a kazayis. Number two, the kazayis nechal b'chtei achilas pras. Birchas hamazon is viochalta visavota. There's another word that's added to the equation, which changes the mahus, the essence of what the achila is, and in his understanding, even if you have, as long as you ultimately have a kazayis, a kezayis in your stomach, even though because it's v'yachalta, v'yachalta means you have to have a kezayis. Okay, you can't deny the fact that it says a kezayis, and it's in your stomach, even though the kezayis was not put in your stomach b'chdei achilas pras, yichayev min atoira to bench. Okay, certainly if you're satisfied. That's a very that is the sheet of the Knesset Hagadola because of the word visavata, which is pretty much what many of us rely upon. Okay, so therefore, even if you do not eat a kazayis of lechem and what in the bechdei achilas pras, if you eat a little piece of bread throughout the entire meal, you have the maila that you're making birchas hamosan on a kazayis of lechem, and even though it was not bechdei achilas pras, the laws of birchas hamosan are different than the laws. The laws of macholos asuros. Now, what about taking a cup of coffee?
What's your time frame?
No time frame. 72. No. That's exactly more than 9 and a half. That's exactly what he's saying. An hour and a half. 72 minutes. L'chayra, as long as you eat the two pieces within 72 minutes. It's about equal. Equal means it's still not that it can be consumed. The stomach is still deriving benefit. Zman equal is accepted to be 72 minutes. Okay, so as long as you eat your two little pieces of a chati zayis in 72 minutes, you can bench and you're mechuyev to bench. L'may nafkemina, a zokain or a chayle on Yom Kippurim, who is being instructed by the Rav to eat pachos mikashir over more than 9 minutes. So when you finish having your meal, you have to bench. You have to bench. According to the Magen Avraham, you don't bench. See, it's not no gear the whole year, because the whole year, even if you're not going to be eating bread, you're going to be eating something else during the meal. Okay, comes Friday night, you nibble on a teeny mashu of bread. Okay, you don't like the bread. But you're going to be eating fish, you're going to be eating soup, you're going to be having something else during the meal, and whatever you're going to be having during the meal, you're going to be having a kazayis, you're going to be eating some type of food, chicken, meat, whatever you have, vegetables, even dessert. You're going to be having something that's going to be a kazayis within achilas pras, within 2 minutes, within 9 minutes. And the fact that you start off the meal with hamotzi lechem in aretz, so a kazayis of food in the middle of the meal with a birchas hamotzi lechem in aretz is more than enough, according to the Knesset Hagadol, according to Aaron, to recite birchas hamozain. But a choyle or a zaken who on Yom Kippur is never eating at any point in time during his meal, a kezayis, b'chdei achilas pras, it falls under the machloikis, the Magen Avraham, and the Knesset Hagadola. Yeah.
4 years ago, when I had my surgery, the doctor said I had to drink water.
Pachas.
So I asked her, Mayor Zetzal, to find out from Rabbi David what to do. So if I'm not mistaken, it's 1 ounce every 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay. And what about a bori nefoshes? See, that's the most common shayla. They don't ask. This is the most common shayla that balabatim do not ask. They ask you how to eat on Yom Kippur, but they don't ask you how to bench on Yom Kippur.
So I'm hiding the water. I'm in the cup every few minutes.
Right. Every 5 minutes. Okay, every 5 minutes. Betzina. Right, my father used to tell us many of the Balabat. My father, who was a Canaan, Chayilim's Canaan, and he used to do those things. And he told them, I don't remember what he told about benching. I do remember he told them something. He told them something about either to or to not. But here it's a clear machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Knesset, the Panin Meiros. Now there's really a lot more to this.
Very applicable whenever you go to a kiddush or whatever,
yeah,
and you eat a piece of mezainis, and then by the time you get another piece,
excellent. You want to go bake, you go to a kiddush and you make an al hamichya. Okay. So a lot of the food you have to have a kiddush b'makom suda. Right, kiddush b'makom suda. So you make it, you have to have some mezainis. So you nibble on a little piece of cake, and then you get distracted. Cholent is here, or the fish. Or this or that, someone's talking to you, so it turns out that you never had and ultimately, you know, you want to make the al hamichya, because otherwise it's not in kishmakum suda, but you never had a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. It's very, very common.
So
it's a very big problem.
So
what?
Better off.
Yeah.
Making a maitzi on the mezainis, Because you're going to eat it within the 70
commandments. L'chadchilo, you're not supposed to make a hamotzi on mizonos. Chazal enacted a birchas on mizonos.
But you're going to stuff yourself with a meal.
If it's your koveya suuda, I'm not koveya suuda. I have a little piece of like sponge cake. I'm not covering a suda.
Yeah,
I'm going
chum,
home.
And the fichan, they can filter fish and the so herring and the kugel, so but you don't eat after that.
I don't, but you're not koveya suda on you're not koveya suda on the cake. You're being koveya suda on the cholent. It's a very big difference. If you go to a kiddush and you kak koveya, this is my meal. That's what I do. So that's what I do sometimes because I'm alone. So you know, I just got into the habit now is I go to this where I daven, they have a very small, sometimes usually it's a modest kiddush. It's enough for me. So I go home, I don't wash. When do I wash? I wash Shalosh Shuddos.
Wow.
I wash for Shalosh Shuddos. And that becomes my second meal.
So what bracha do you make at the mezainos?
I'm not koveya suda on the mezainos.
You know each time you go to that. I'm
not koveya suda b'chlal. I have a little chal, a little this, a little that. I have some chalent. So you have some chalent, you have some potato cook, some potato. There's no halacha of making hamotzi on chalent and potato kugel. There's a halacha of making hamotzi on a mezainos, on a piece of pizza. On a piece of pizza or on danishes.
You're eating the mezainos first.
Are you koveya suda on the mezainos? You're not. The proof is you're eating the chalent and the potato kugel and all the other things. So therefore, you're just taking the mezainos as a little snack, and that does not qualify for a birchas hamotzi.
How much do you have mezainos to?
A lot. Oh, that's a lot.
Oh, you gotta eat at least a lot.
It has to be bigger.
So you can't make it.
Okay, now let's just go Elian very quickly. We're out of time. Elian, another very big shaila, and it's not so simple. Okay, coffee. Most of us, have been trained that if you have a steaming hot cup of coffee, you gotta be careful. You don't make a burning fascist because you're not drinking a revius, but you're not drinking a revius. First of all, it's not so simple because many times when you get down to the end, when you start off, you take sip. If you have a big cup of coffee, when it gets already a little bit cool, you gulp it all down in one shot, 3 ounces in one shot, within 2 minutes. So you gotta make a burning fascist. So you really gotta be very, very careful. It's not so simple. In addition to that, he cites here sources that hold, since this is the derech of how you drink coffee, the rules of 2 to 9 minutes don't apply. The rules of 2 to 9 minutes apply. I never saw such a thing. He cites over here a big poskim that say this. They say that 2 to 9 minutes applies. You have a piece of bread. It's normal to eat it right away. You want to go and you want to be a mishuna. You want to go start eating, nibbling, and doing. You're doing something that's not normal. But like daitai etzel kol adam, you don't make you're not going to make a baruch hachreina. But everyone drinks a steaming hot cup of coffee sip by sip. So the rules of 2 to 9 minutes don't apply. They don't apply. So you're mechuyev to make a borei nefashas. Okay, so even if you drink, so halacha l'maaseh, that's not our minhag, that's not the common minhag, but it's something to keep in mind is that you have other sekas, if I came to the end of the cup of coffee and I drank down 3 ounces in one shot, I'm not sure that I drink down 2.5 ounces or 3 ounces. So certainly if you have a suffix of 2.5 ounces and 3 ounces, together with the fact that since he brings on place, let's say that really there's no time limit on a cup of coffee on a Sunday that's very, very high, because that's the way the whole world drinks, so you can make a burning nefashos. Another shayla is, what about something very, very short, like schnapps? You have a shot of schnapps. Okay, it's less than revius. Do you make a borei nefashos on a shot?
Before you drink it.
What? After you drink it.
No.
You have to make a shahakol. You have to make a shahakol, even if you nene a mashu. You also to be nene from olam hazeh before you make a brach. Even the smallest little te'ima, you have to, unless you're a chef and you're tasting it to spit it out, then you're going to make a bracha. But if you are you're taking it for your benefit, even a teeny mashu, you will chuyiv to make a bracha. The shayla is the bracha acharoina that comes at the end. So let's say you have schnapps. I have 1 ounce of schnapps. It's not a revius l'chol hadeis. You make a shakel, and you, the whole thing goes down your throat. Do you make a bari nefashis? So I was always under the impression, of course not. Not so simple. If this is what gives you sevia, the achalta v'savata, the Chalta of Misavot, and this is the Derech Olam, just according to the Chassidim, it's good enough to make Kiddush on, right? How can you make Kiddush on a shot of schnapps? What's going on?
It's not the real Kiddush B'yaitz, not your boy Shishita.
Since it's not the real Kiddush, you can do it Friday night, saying Friday you can't do it?
No, you can't do it. 1 ounce.
1 ounce Friday night?
Ever see it?
Never.
That's why.
Okay, by Litvox, they'll never make on 1 ounce by day. On the day also, the Litvox will never drink 1 ounce. They need a shit. You won't have schnapps. You have a revius. You have a revius of schnapps. Make Kiddush. But many, it's very common minig, where people make Kiddush by day on 1 ounce. If it's good enough to make Kiddush, you obviously are showing that it's choshev enough for Kiddush, so l'chari you should make a burning nefashes. There's no din kiviya su'uda on a dovar shebrichose shahako. Kiviya su'uda is only on dovar shebrichose mizoynes. So this is another very difficult shayla. You may very well need to make a bari nefashos on a dovar, and there are rayas to this. What's the rayas to this? The rayas is the lechem upon him. It says in the Gemara that bizman that the kohanim they would chap a lechem upon that was the size of a pole of bean, a bean. So why would what's the inyan? What are you accomplishing? If the mitzvah is a mitzvah deraisa, there's a mitzvah deraisa to eat kachim. The kohanim mitzvah deraisa to eat from the lechem upon him. Why were they lining up to take the lechem upon him a size of bread that was the size of a bean?
Because
v'savata. Oh, but you need the achalta. V'savata is only after you have a shir kezayis. You have to have a shir kezayis.
This is the proof.
So it goes to show it's not so poshut. You see from the Gemara Raya, it's not so poshut even in the New Jesus. What are the Raya? What a very interesting Shaila. What about it? The Gemara talks about a baby, let's say the mother is tamei, a woman, the mother is tamei tumas meis, and the mother is nursing her child. Is the baby tamei? There's a halacha that if you consume a revius of mashke that's tamei, you become tamei. Shaila. The mother is tamei tumas meis. And the mother is nursing the baby. And the baby, over the time period, he consumes from the mother more than a revius of milk. Is the baby tamei tumas meis and requires tefillah in the mikvah and hazah?
If the mashke goes straight from the mother.
No. So the Gemara says no. You know why? Because the baby did not consume the mashke from the mother b'chdei achilas pras. So it's a raya l'choira to the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, that if you don't eat b'chdei achilas pras, you're potter. The poets can say, no, that is halacha. Tuma is a world to itself. The laws of tuma fall within the framework of halacha l'moshe misinai v'yachalta achila kizayis achilas pras. Tuma. Birchas hanenin. Of Birchas Hamazon, that's the chud. So don't bring me a raya from the case of Tuma, mother nursing a child, and it's not B'chdei Achilas Pras. Tuma requires B'chdei Achilas Pras to become Tuma when you consume. But when it comes to Birchas Hamazon, then not necessarily, then you can be Soymech on the Magen Avram. Halacha Lamaisa, it's something to be aware of, and you'll be shocked to learn that taking the amount of bread you need of a kezayis is very, very, very small. So it's no harm done that if you're already making hamotzi and you're going to bench, to immediately to eat a kezayis of bread b'chdei achilas pras. Okay, and then you avoid all of the shilas of bracha levatala and all of these different inyanim that we've touched upon over here.